Hallelujah. Good morning. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters, all the ministers, and friends and relatives.
Hallelujah. 愿平安临到众弟兄姐妹们。
This morning,
所有的来这里参加聚会的亲戚朋友们。
The topic for our mutual encouragement is, do not be a foolish person.
今天我们要与大家来分享的是不要做无徒人。
Let's turn to the Bible first, the book of Ephesians.
我们先看圣经以弗所书。
Chapter 5,
第五章
verse 17.
第十七节。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17.
以弗所书第五章第十七节，十七节，不要做无徒人，要明白主的旨意如何。
The Bible admonishes us that we shall not be a foolish person.
这里圣经劝勉我们不要做无徒人
，but rather to understand the will of God.
但是呢，却要明白主的旨意如何。
Nobody wants to be called a foolish person.
没有人愿意被称为无徒的人。
But in fact, in our life, sometimes we make foolish mistakes.
可是，在我们人生里面，有时候我们可能会做一些无徒的事。
Spiritually speaking, when we are running the heavenly journey.
那在属灵的角度来看，如果我们在奔跑这个天国道路的时候
，if we make foolish mistake.
如果我们做了一个无徒的错误
，and then that can harm our salvation.
那对我们的这个救恩就会得到，就会造损。
At the end, we may lose God's blessing.
那最后使到我们可能会失去神的祝福。
If you look at the Bible, many many people were called to be saved, to become His children.
我们从圣经上可以看到，很多人都被主所呼召来得到这个救恩。
They're supposed to be walking on a very bright and nice journey.
他们本当行在这个又光明又美好的道路上的。
However, because they make some foolish mistakes.
可是因为他们做了一些无徒的事。
At the end, they were forsaken.
后来他们被弃绝了。
So we'll look in the Bible.
所以我们从圣经里面看。
Recently, we've been reading about the story of the first king of Israelites called Saul.
那最近我们查考圣经就读到了以色列人的第一个王就是这个扫罗王。
He was chosen because he was humble.
那他在开始的时候被拣选，是因为他是一个谦卑的人。
He has good background.
他有一个好的背景。
He was tall and handsome.
他是又高大又英俊的人。
He come from a good family.
他从一个良好的家庭出身。
He have good faith in God.
而且在对神呢有好的信心。
And he know how to fight battle.
他也懂得如何去征战。
So he should be a good king and should last for a long time.
所以呢，他应当是一个好的皇，也应当是一个长久的皇。
But rather, he makes some foolish mistake.
可是他却做了一些糊涂的事。
So that's why he was forsaken by God.
所以后来却被神所弃绝了。
Let's look at what kind of foolish mistake he made.
我们看看扫罗他究竟做了什么糊涂事呢
？Last night we talk about some of his foolish mistake.
以前我们曾经读过他
last night.
昨天晚上我们读过他所做的无徒事。
After he became king, the second year, he started to launch a military campaign.
那当他做了王以后的第二年，他就开始有这个征战的事情。
He used his own thinking that maybe if I win a battle, I can have more support of the people, and my kingdom shall be more established.
他自己这样子认为，如果能够打赢这场征战呢，那我就能够得到人民的更多的支持，我的国家的版图能够更加的扩大。
But he was foolish because he did not inquire to ask God first.
可是在这件事情上，他却是无徒的，因为他没有先求问神。
He used his own thinking to plan his own life.
他用自己的想法为自己的生命做计划。
And then he was foolish because he think that he's above the law of God.
他是无徒，是因为他以为他能够凌驾在神的律法之上。
God tell him that you are only a king, you are not supposed to offer sacrifices.
那神告诉他，你只是一个王，你是不应当做这个献祭的工作。
But he didn't care.
可是他却不理会。
He wants to offer sacrifices so that the people can be rallied behind him and they can be ready for go for battle.
他特地去做这个献祭，因为他要这些人民支持他，好让他可以去打这个征战。
And he was also foolish because when he made a mistake, he tried to push it away, brush it off, and as if nothing has happened. Everybody caused me to in this trouble.
他无徒，还有另一个无徒的原因就是，当他做了这个错误以后，他却不承认，反而把这个错误推到人民的身上。
So last night we talked about that three points.
昨天晚上我们已经提过了这三点。
And we have to think about that. Are we making the similar foolish mistake?
那现在我们要回想一下，我们是否也做过同样的糊涂事呢
？But his foolishness did not stop there.
可是他的糊涂却不停止在那里而已。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 14.
我们看撒母耳记上第十四章。
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记上第十四章。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 24.
撒母耳记上第十四章第二十四节。二十四节，扫罗叫百姓起誓说，凡不等到晚上向敌人报完了仇吃什么的，必受咒诅。因此，这日百姓没有吃什么，就极其困惫。
Now we should look about the continuing development of the story.
现在我们继续看这个故事的发展下去。
Because of God's mercy, God helped the people of Israelites to have some kind of victory against the Philistines.
因为神的眷顾，而使到这个以色列人跟这个非利士人征战的时候，有一些打赢的战争。
Even though the people of Israelites were much less than the enemies.
从人数来上，虽然以色列人的人数比这些非利士人少。
Even though that Philistine they have weapons made of metals.
虽然非利士人他们手上有用铁所打造出来的这个武器
，and Israelites didn't have much of those weapons，
而以色列人他们手上却没有很多这种这样的武器。
And even though that Saul was not a very good king in God's eye, make a serious mistake。
虽然扫罗王在神的眼中并不是一个好的王，而且也做了这个极大的错误。
But if you look at verse 23。
可是如果我们看第二十三节
Chapter 14 verse 23，
撒母耳记上第十四章的第二十三节
On that day the Lord made Israelites victorious all the way until Beth Aven。
二十三节，那个耶和华使以色列人得胜，一直战到破亚文。
Now let's think about this。
那我们这样子想一下，
People of Israelites are winning。
这些以色列人他们打胜仗了。
Now what does it mean？
是什么意思呢？
It doesn't mean that King Saul was a good king.
并不代表说扫罗王是一个好的王。
It doesn't mean that God is very happy about what's going on.
也不代表说神对于所发生的事情都很喜悦。
But it's because of God's mercy.
只是因为神的慈爱。
And God loves his people.
也因为神爱他的子民。
So sometimes we have to be very, if our life is very smooth or prosperous.
所以有时候当我们的生活很平顺很丰盛的时候，
God is blessing me, good job.
神已经祝福我有一份好的工作，
good health,
好的健康，
everything I'm doing is fine.
那我手上所做的一切都顺利，
or the church work is moving.
或者是教会里面的圣工都在发展着。
First of all, we must thank God.
我们第一首要做的就是要先感谢神，
because it's from God.
因为这是从神而来的。
But it doesn't mean that we are doing very well in God's eyes.
可是却不代表说我们所做的一切都是合乎神的旨意。
Sometimes actually we are making mistakes.
有时候我们其实已经犯了错误。
Just like Saul, actually he was starting to drift more and more far from God.
就好像扫罗他是其实远离神越来越远。
But actually God still helped him to win victory.
可是呢，神还是帮助他，让他打胜仗。
Because of God's mercy，
就是因为神的慈爱。
So don't equate that you living in a prosperity, everything going smooth, to something that oh, God must have liked me. God have must have very happy with me.
所以我们不要自以为今天我手中所做的一切尽都顺利，是因为神喜悦我。
Whether God like you, you have to examine deeply about yourself.
那神是否喜悦我，我们真的需要深深的去审查自己。
Compare our deeds with the word of God.
我们用自己的行为跟圣经的教训来做一个对比。
Now, but King Saul, he didn't quite do about this.
其实扫罗在这方面真的不是很懂。
Now he's winning some victory.
他已经打了一些胜仗。
He think that let's go all the way and continue to destroy the enemies.
所以呢，他就想着说，我们一直要去追杀敌人，一直到完全得胜。
And of course, this is nothing wrong about it.
当然，这样子想法没什么错。
If you make a victory, you should all the way pursue the enemy to the end.
那如果你打胜仗，你应当乘胜追击。
But what did he say? What did he make the people to swear about?
可是 他所说的，他叫百姓所起誓的。
He told his people, everybody come here to make an oath to God.
他这里叫所有的百姓向神起誓。
What did he say?
他说什么呢？
Now, everybody make an oath.
他说叫百姓起誓说
that let's not eat anything until we pursue the enemy and destroy them all.
他说凡不等到晚上向敌人报完了仇吃什么的，
then may God curse him.
那必受咒诅。
Wow, this is a very serious oath.
这是一个非常严肃的启示。
Because every time you make an oath, it is serious.
因为每次当你启示，其实是非常严肃的。
You promise God something that you must do.
因为你向神答应神，你要必须要做某些事情。
And that oath have to be meaningful and have to be according to the Bible.
而所起的誓呢，必须是有意义的，要合乎圣经的。
Because it's bounding your reaction, it's bound your behavior.
因为所起的事将会决定我们的所行所为。
But look at this off. Does it make sense at all?
可是我们看看这种这样的启示是否是一个合乎
常理
的一个启示呢
？Of course, totally nonsense. Totally not make sense.
这种这样的启示是完全不合理的。
Right? If you want to fight your enemy, you have to all the way and courageous.
那如果你要打胜仗，你要。非常的勇敢
and you need to eat something to have strength, right?
那你必须要吃东西才有力量
But he said nobody shall eat anything until we finish pursuing the enemy.
可是这里他却说，百姓不应当吃什么东西，一直到打完仗为止。
Now, who knows how long this military campaign could last?
那谁知道那这一场仗要打多久呢
？We know that when you're in the battle, you never know how long it will end.
当我们打仗的时候，其实我们不知道这场。战争要打多久
？Could be days，
很可能是打好几天
；Could be weeks，
很可能是打好几个星期
；Could be month，
或者是打好几个月。
Now, how can you make and force the people not to eat anything until you finish the battle？
那你怎么可以要求士兵在不吃东西的情况之下去打仗呢
？Why he does that？
为什么他这样子做呢
？Because he do this out of the will, the desire of his own flesh。
他这样子做是因为是根据了自己的想法。自己的个人意愿
and his own flesh 的血气
啊，自己个人的血气。
So he forces people make this off，
所以他逼百姓这样子起誓。
And it's not helping the campaign at all，
而这种这样子的起誓对这个征战是没有帮助的。
Because these people is hungry，
因为他的士兵都已经很饥饿了。
After a while they get tired， they cannot eat， they cannot drink。
因为不能吃不能喝，所以过了不久他们就变得很疲倦。
Oh, and they saw some honey on the ground。They want to dip it, but because of this off, they cannot.
他们比如说在看到地上有蜜糖想吃，可是呢，因为起了这个誓，却不敢去吃。
Verse 28,
第二十八节。
Let's read verse 28 and verse 29.
二十八、二十九节，撒母耳记上第十四章二十八、二十九节。二十八节，百姓中有一人对他说：“你父亲曾叫百姓言的启示说，今日吃什么的必受咒诅，因此百姓就疲乏了。
29节，
约拿单说：“我父亲连累你们了，你看我赏了这一点蜜，眼睛就明亮了。
”30，
三十节，今日百姓若任意吃了从仇敌所夺的物，击杀的非利士人，此不更多吗
？You see, he make this very nonsense of.
这里我们看到他起了这个毫无意义的事
，because of his own flesh, his own emotion，
是因为根据自己的这个血气和这个思想
，that caused trouble to his people，
所以连累了百姓。
And his son Jonathan didn't hear about this off，
那他的儿子约拿单却没有听到这个所要求所起的事
，because he was not in the group。When they make this off,
因为当他们起这个誓的时候，他不在那里。
So he ate the honey, he feel revived.
当约拿单吃了这些蜜以后，他的眼睛就明亮了。
So he said, "My father bring you trouble."
所以他这里说，我的父亲连累了你们。
And later, when Saul find out that Jonathan actually broke this off,
后来当扫罗知道约拿单就是破了这个启示
，he was so angry.
他非常的生气。
He even in front of the people saying that, oh, you break this off, you eat the honey, you must die.
那他这样子说，就是你违反了这个启示，所以呢，现在你必须要受死。
If not because of the people pleaded for Jonathan,
如果不是百姓为这个约拿单求情
，maybe Jonathan that day was killed just because he ate a little bit of honey.
很可能在那天就因为吃了那一点点的蜜，约拿单就会失去他的生命。
So what does foolishness mean?
那我们看到什么是糊涂
？Foolishness means you didn't understand the will of God.
糊涂就是不明白神的旨意。
You didn't know what is important.
不懂得什么是重要的事情。
But you emphasize on something not important.
可是却去在意一些不重要的事。
But for something very important, you ignore it.
对于那些非常重要的事情，却不去在意。
For example, eating a little bit of honey, does it affect the campaign?
比如说吃一点点的蜜会是否会影响整个战争呢？
Eating, does it harm the effect of the military campaign?
会让这个征战带来不好的不好吗？
Of course not.
当然不是的。
But he, because Saul, he used his own emotion.
可是扫罗他用了自己的这个情绪。
Everything he does actually affected by his emotion.
其实他所做的一切都是根据自己的情绪去做。
This is called foolishness.
这就是糊涂了。
Brother and sister, think about this.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要去思想。
When you make a decision,
当你做一个决定的时候
，When you say something,
当你说出一些话的时候
，When you are about to carry an action,
当你将要执行某样行动的时候
，Did you think through it and then use the word of God to guide you?
你有没有深深的去思想，然后用神的话来带领你呢
？Or do you use your emotion to guide whatever you want to do? What to say?
或者是很情绪化的用自己的情绪来带动自己的行为呢
？Saul was very foolish because it's every time he guided by his emotion.
那这里扫罗是非常的糊涂，因为每次都是用自己的被自己的情绪所带动。
When he started to win the battle,
当他开始打胜仗
，he was very high.
他就觉得自己非常的趾高气扬
，and then he want to win it all。
他就开始说要每一场战的征战都要打胜
，and force the people to make a foolish oath。
然后逼他的百姓起这个很傻的一个誓起誓。
Well, it was too high too soon。
他觉得太过自高自大了。
And then when he found out his son eat some honey, he want to kill him。
当他看到他的儿子吃一点点的蜜，他要把他杀掉。
Foolishness means that you are controlled by your emotion every time when you make a decision and make an action.
所以呢，糊涂就是当一个人在每次做决定的时候，都是被自己的情绪所操控，就是糊涂了。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书
，Chapter 10, verse 3.
哥林多后书第十章第三节。
2 Corinthians 10:3.
哥林多后书第十章的第三节，第三节，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
Verse four，
第四节，我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Here Paul tells us, if we live in this world, what kind of weapon shall we use to fight this spiritual battle?
这里保罗告诉我们，活在世上要打这一场属灵征战，需要用怎么样的武器呢？
因为你 say that, oh, I'm living in Canada, living in USA, we are living in a peaceful time, we have no battle to fight.
你可能会说，我住在美国、加拿大，这是非常平安的，没有什么战争可打。
But、indeed, every day you are facing a battle.
其实每天我们都面对着征战。
The battle from within.
就是我们内心的征战。
You have to fight your own weaknesses.
你必须要克服自己的弱点。
You're facing different kind of people outside.
在外面每天都会遇到不同的人。
Those people are not very friendly to you.
那些人都不是非常的友善。
Not very friendly to your faith.
对于你的信仰都不是友善的。
Or within your family.
或者在家里面。
It's very difficult to maintain relationship.
在家里面很难去维持这个关系。
For example, husband and wife.
比如说夫妻之间的关系。
Parents and children.
或者是父母跟儿女之间的关系。
How do you maintain the relationship?
我们如何去维持这些关系呢
？Of course, you can use your emotion every time when you're not happy.
当然我们可以每次都很情绪化的不喜欢就用情绪去解决事情。
You can shout to people whenever you don't like it.
或者是每次我们不喜欢某个人的时候就可以向他大声的吼叫。
You can walk away every time people offend you.
或者是每次有人得罪我们我们就即刻离开。
You can shout back the same bad words that when people shout back to you.
或者是当人用恶言恶语对你的时候你可以用同样的话语去回应他们。
Or you can try to make an offer or make a decision when you say I don't like it, I don't do it.
或者你可以做一个决定说我不喜欢这事所以我就不去做这事。
But is it God's will or because of your own emotion?
可是你这样的决定是神的旨意吗还是只是基于你自己的情绪而已
?Saul was so foolish.
这扫罗他非常的愚蠢。
Because he's governed by, every time he's controlled by his own emotion.
因为他每次都是被自己的情绪所控制。
He didn't know God's will.
他不懂得神的旨意。
Now in our life, are we making this kind of mistakes?
在我们的生命里面，我们是否也犯了同样的错误呢
？There was a story, a husband and wife arguing every day.
那有一个故事，在故事里面有一对夫妻常常啊每天都在吵架。
Oh, and one day, once again, this husband and wife are in bitter argument.
那有一天啊，这对夫妻又再次的啊在大吵大闹。
And then during the argument, that the wife suggested, since we have argued for so long, let's part our journey. Let's do not be together anymore.
那在这个吵架里面，那这个妻子的她这样子说：既然我们常常这样子吵架，那我们现在就分开吧。
Then the husband said, according to your will, that can be done.
那这个做丈夫的说，好啊，就跟着你所说的，我们就这样子做。
And then the wife said, okay, then let's go to the lawyer.
那这个做太太就说，好吧，那我们去找律师吧。
And the husband said, sure, why not?
那这个丈夫说，好啊，就这样子决定。
And the wife said, then we have to divide everything we have.
然后这个做妻子说，那我们现在就开始要分我们所拥有的一切。
Because the wife is very angry.
因为当时若太太的非常的生气。
Because according to the divorce settlement, everything has to be divided, right?
因为按照这个分居协议呢，所有东西都要平分的。
The husband says, sure, we can divide.
那这个做丈夫的就说，好的，我们可以这样子去。
And the husband said,
然后这个丈夫又说，
okay, the house belongs to you.
那这房子给你。
The car also belongs to you.
那车也给你。
Wow, the wife said, oh, that's not bad.
那这个妻子就说，哎，这也不错。
And the husband said, the money all belongs to you.
那这个做丈夫说，钱都所有给你。
Wow, the wife said, the husband is very generous.
那这个妻子说，那看来这丈夫是非常的慷慨。
And the husband continued to say,
然后这丈夫继续说，
everything belongs to you.
所有都是给你的。
And also, I belong to you too.
那我自己也给了你。
What? You don't belong to me.
那这个他又说啊，你也给我吗。
I belong to you too. Everywhere you go, I follow you.
那我也把自己交给你，你去哪里我就跟着你去哪里。
Because I'm nothing else, so everywhere you go, I follow.
因为我什么都没有了，现在你去哪里我就跟着你。
The wife is, and then open the door, want to go out.
那这个太太就很生，就叹了一声，然后就开门要出去了。
And the husband asks, where are you going?
然后这个丈夫就问他，你去哪里？
I'm going to the market to buy something to cook for tonight.
太太说，我现在要去市场去买一些食物回来煮晚饭。
Cook for the dinner tonight.
煮今天晚餐。
Not talk about divorce anymore.
不再谈这个离婚的事情了。
Because when the wife was very angry,
所以当这个太太很生气的时候
，emotion
很情绪化的时候
，talk about oh let's separate, let's this and that.
谈到说要分开的时候
，and the wife and the husband know that he made a mistake.
那这个做丈夫的他知道太太已经做了一个错误。
When the wife has emotion, he stepped back. He didn't use his emotion.
当这个太太非常情绪化的时候，那他就退了一步，没有继续再用自己的情绪做事。
And he also used some humor.
而且也用了一些幽默。
Oh, yes, everything belongs to you, and I also follow you.
然后他很幽默的说所有东西都给你，我也跟着给你。
Oh, because one side did not use emotion, the husband stepped back.
因为其中一方没有再用情绪形式，而且也退了一步。
Then of course, things cool down.
那好，让到整个事情现在冷却下来了。
So it's very important to not make foolish decision when we are very emotional.
所以当我们非常情绪化的时候，我们千万记得不要做这个无图的决定。
Especially brothers, we have to learn.
尤其是做弟兄的，我们必须要学习。
If you are married, if you are brother, you have to understand something.
如果你是已婚的，你是一位弟兄，你必须要明白这一点。
God made your wife very emotional. You cannot blame them if they are emotional, because this is God made them that way.
那神已经创造了你的太太是一个非常情绪化的人，这是无法改变的事实。
Generally speaking, women are more emotional than men.
那普遍上来说呢，女人是比男人更加情绪化的。
Because women have to take care of the children.
因为女人她必须要照顾孩子。
Facing all the stress.
她要面对很多的压力。
And the body change every month.
而且她的身体呢，时常在改变。
Especially every month, the emotional up and down.
而且每一个月，她的情绪都会起伏不定。
So that's why the Bible tells us, we men, we have to understand another half.
所以呢，圣经告诉我们，作为男人的，必须要明白我们的另一半。
Let's turn to first.Peter chapter 5.
我们看彼得前书第
三章 chapter 3.
第三章
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第
chapter 3 verse 7.
三章第七节
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
彼得前书第三章第七节，第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱。与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要 敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Here, Elder Peter tell the husband, what shall we do?
这里这个彼得长老呢，就教导那些做丈夫的该怎么做。
You as a husband, you should live with your wife with knowledge.
他这里这样子说，作为丈夫的要按情理以和妻子同住。
No, everyone need to have knowledge.
每个人都必须要懂得情理。
How to maintain a marriage? You need knowledge.
情理原文也做知识，就是说如何去保守我们的婚姻呢？就是我们需要有知识。
You need to understand knowledge.
我们必须要有知识。
Oh, if the wife have emotion, how do you talk to them? How do you make them smooth down and calm down?
那我们的妻子是有这个情绪的，我们要如何跟她讲话？要如何把这个事情冷却下来
？But if every time you use your own emotion,
如果我们每次都是用自己的情绪
，you sometimes you make really foolish mistake.
那有时候我们就会做了一些很糊涂的错误
，and you regret.
那你可能会后悔
，just like King Saul.
就好像这个扫罗王
，his happy, his anger, his selfishness, everything according to his own emotion.
扫罗王的喜怒哀乐都是以自己的情绪作为基准
，and then he make decision he regretted.
然后做了一个让自己后悔的决定
啊。So we should not be foolish in this area.
所以我们在这方面不应当做糊涂人
啊。Even when we are very angry,
即使有时候我们非常的生气
，don't make decision when you are angry.
所以不要在生气的时候做决定
，don't make any oath when you are angry.
让我们生气的时候也不应当起任何的发任何的事。
Don't make any decision when you are angry.
当我们生气的时候，也不要做任何的决定。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看这个以弗所书的第
四章。Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
Ephesians 4:26.
以弗所书第四章第二十六节，生气却不要犯罪。不可含入到热络。
We are human beings. We have emotion, right?
我们是人类，我们是有情绪的。
We'll be happy. We'll be angry.
我们会有喜乐的时候，也有快。
When we are very happy,
不快乐的时候。
Make sure we don't say something out of the boundary. Out of the boundary, 超过了界限。
当我们很喜乐的时候，也不要说一些超过界限的话。
When we are happy, don't say something too boastful, to boast about ourselves.
当我们很高兴的时候，不要说一些话来太过自高自大的话。
When we are angry, also don't say anything.
当我们生气的时候，我们也不要乱说话。
Because when you're angry, you say something you regret it.
因为当生气的时候，说了一些话出来，很可能会后悔。
You hurt your children, you hurt your wife, you hurt your father, hurt your daughter.
那你会伤害你的儿女，伤害你的父母，甚至你的另一半。
So Saul was foolish because he's governed by his fleshly impulse and emotion and desire.
那这里呢，我们看到扫罗是糊涂的，因为他被自己的情绪、自己的血气所控制。
Are you governed by this also?
那你是否也同样的被这一些所控制呢
？Let's look at another foolishness.
我们再看另一个糊涂的事情。
Chapter 15 of First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第十五章
，verse 1，
第一节。
Now God has given him another chance.
这里神又给他了他另一个机会。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 1。
第十五章的第一节，撒母耳记上第十五章的第一节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“耶和华差遣我高你为王，治理他的百姓以色列，所以你当听从耶和华的话。
”verse 2。
第二节，万军之耶和华如此说：以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛利人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没忘。
Continue verse 3。
第三节，现在你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的、拼牛羊、骆驼和驴进行杀死。
Now God gave instruction, very clear, specific instruction to Saul.
这里神给了一个非常清晰的指示命令给这个扫罗王。
That is when you fight the Amalekites, you have to destroy them all.
就是当你跟亚玛利人征战的时候，你要把他们灭尽。
Because God wants to bring judgment to these people.
因为神要行使他的公义。
Because these people, they don't fear God, they are very wicked.
因为这些人他们是不敬畏神的，他们是非常邪恶的。
And also, when the people Israelite went out of Egypt, They destroy the Amalekite, fight them and try to destroy them.
当这些以色列人出埃及的时候，这些亚玛力人也曾经要灭绝这些以色列人。
So God wants to use Saul and Israelites to carry out judgment.
所以呢，神要用扫罗，要用以色列人来行他的公义。
So this means total destruction, not spare anybody.
就是说，要把这些亚玛力人呢进行杀死，一个都不留。
Now King Saul went out to battle with Amalekites.
现在扫罗他出去跟亚玛力人打仗。
What did he do?
他做了什么呢
？Let's read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7 to 10.
撒母耳记上第十五章第七到第九节。第七节，扫罗击打亚玛力人，从哈菲拉直到埃及前的苏尔。第八节，生擒了亚玛力王亚甲，用刀杀尽亚玛力的众民。第九节，扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊牛肚羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的精都杀了。
This is another foolishness of King Saul.
这又是扫罗另一次的所做的糊涂事。
What is his foolishness?
他的糊涂是什么呢？
His foolishness is that he thinks that by observing part of God's instruction equal to observing totally.
他认为就是遵行神一部分的命令等于遵行神所有的命令。
For example, God tell him to destroy.
比如说神要他进行杀绝。
Yes, he said, I destroy.
他说是的，我真的杀绝了。
But actually, he keep the king of Amalekai and a good portion of the animals.
可是呢他却留下了这个亚玛力王还有一些美物。
And he only killed the weak one and the sick one.
那只是把那些下贱的、瘦弱的才杀死。
And when the prophet Samuel asked him why, what have you done? Why do you don't kill them all?
那当这个先知撒母耳问他为什么你不依照神所命令进行杀绝呢
？And he has a very good excuse.
他就给了一个很好的借口。
Verse 15.
我们看第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，撒母耳记上十五章十五节。扫罗说这百姓从亚玛力人那里带来的因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊要献以耶和华你的神其余的我们都灭尽了
Verse 16
第十六节撒母耳对扫罗说你住口吧等我将耶和华作业像我所说的告诉你
Now, this is his foolishness brother and sister
弟兄姐妹们我们这里可以看到他的糊涂
What did he say
他说什么呢
Yes I did my job I did the instruction
他说：“我真的做了我照着指示所做的。
I killed them all.
我已经把所有的都灭绝了。
But I keep the good one to offer to your God.
可是呢，却把好的呢收起来，要献给你的神。
Now, what does it mean, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，这什么意思呢
？He think that the word of God is selective. I can selectively choose and interpret God's instruction.
他认为呢，神的话是可以。”挑选的，从中挑选一些我所要遵守的。
And then he think that observing part of it means that I'm okay.
那他认为我只要遵守其中某些部分，那就已经可以了。
Now, brother and sister, have you been to a buffet meal?
弟兄姐妹们有去吃过这个自助餐吗
？What is buffet meal means?
什么是自助餐呢
？And of course, we usually means that oh, all you can eat, right? You can eat as much as you can.
自助餐就是说可以任你吃你所要吃的多少都可以。
But buffet meals also mean that you don't like the things, you don't even touch it.
那在自助餐里面你不喜欢吃的那些你可以选择完全不碰它。
You will not bring it on your plate.
你也不会把它放在你的盘中。
You only pick the things you like.
你只需要选择你喜欢吃的。
And even if it's on your plate, you don't need to finish it. Sometimes people just, oh, pay one bite. Wow, this is terrible. Leave it there.
有时候有些人甚至拿了一些食物咬了一口不好吃就留在那边
People like to make their own choice
人喜欢做选择
Why buffet always have good business?
为什么这些自助餐他们的生意那么好呢
Actually it doesn't mean that buffet food is good
其实并不是说他们的食物是非常好
Actually compared to a normal restaurant buffet food is less it's not as good right?
其实如果我们以其他的普通的餐馆来做比较，其实自助餐的食物的那个品质并不是那么好。
The quality actually is lower.
其实它的品质是比较低的。
But why so many want to go there?
可是为什么这么多人还是愿意去呢
？First, because people think they can eat a lot.
第一就是很多人自以为可以吃很多。
There's a value of money.
就是觉得非常啊，就是物有所值。
But actually, the second is psychologically.
啊，第二点就是我们的这个心理作用。
People think I have choice.
因为人们认为我有选择。
The 50 dishes are there. I have choice to eat whatever I want to eat.
那有五十样食物摆在我面前，我可以选择我喜欢吃的任何一样。
I only pick the things I like.
我只选我喜欢吃的。
Well, this is human psychology.
这就是人的心理。
People like to be given option.
因为每个人都喜欢去做选择。
But when God gave us instruction to do.
可是当神给我们命令要我们去做某些事情的时候
God did not give us option that, oh, whether you do this or not do this.
神却没有让我们有选择说你可以选做这个选不做那个
Actually, God expects us to follow his will.
其实神他是期待我们去遵守他的旨意
If you follow his will, the blessing, the peace and joy, everything will follow.
那如果你遵守他的旨意那所有的祝福所有的那些喜乐将会临到你身上。
If you don't follow it, of course something else will happen.
那如果不遵行，那肯定会有其他事情发生的。
But follow God's will means follow totally, 100%.
所以当我们要遵行神的旨意的时候，我们是要100%的遵行神的旨意。
You cannot make excuse saying that, oh, because of this, I cannot do it.
我们不能够给借口说因为这事情所以我不能够做这事情。
Because everybody else is not doing it, so that I'm not doing it.
因为很多人都没有做，所以呢我也没有去做。
Or other people are lying, that's why I have to lie.
因为所有的人都在欺骗，所以呢我也应当去欺骗。
Or maybe because I do this, I want to do this for the work of God.
或者说我为什么这样子做呢？因为我是为了神，所以这样子做。
Actually, we are very good at making excuses.
其实我们真的是非常懂得找借口。
For example, every time we are late for appointment, what do we say?
比如说每次当我们有一个预约迟到，我们会说什么呢？
Usually, what do people say?
通常人会说什么借口呢？
They will not say, "Oh, I'm lazy."
有时候
no one will say I'm lazy.
没有人会说我很懒惰。
Nobody say, "Oh, I sleep in."
也没有人说我睡过头。
Usually, what will people say when they are late?
通常人们会说什么呢？
Wow, traffic jam.
他说交通今天很阻塞。
Toronto, traffic congestion terrible, right?
多伦多的交通实在是令人头痛、是吗
the car in front of me actually is terrible, moving so slow.
那我前面那一部车实在是太差劲了
Usually,
走得很慢。
We blame traffic.
或者是我们有时候会把这个责任推到这个交通上。
Why?
为什么这样子呢
It's easier to get away with it.
因为这是最容易推卸的
Nobody will blame himself.
因为没有人会自己责备自己
，But Saul was so foolish.
所以扫罗是非常的糊涂。
This excuse has no use.
其实这个借口是没用的。
And God told him through Samuel.
那借着撒母耳，神对他说
，Verse 22,
第二十二节
，15:22,
第撒母耳记上十五章第二十二节，撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，此如喜悦人听从他的话呢？”听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于供养的自由。
So Prophet Samuel told him that the Lord loved people hearing his word obedience more than any sacrifices.
这里撒母耳告诉扫罗说，神喜悦人听从他的话多过于他们所献的献祭。
Do not think that you offer this kind of animal, I'll be happy.
不要以为你献上这些牛羊神就会喜欢。
I want you to listen to me.
我要的是你听从他的话。
We can make a very similar analogy.
我们可以做一个很这样子的比喻。
There was a mother talking to a son.
那有一位母亲这样子对他的儿子说话。
The mother told the son, "We come from a poor family." The mother told the son, "We come from a poor family."
那这个做母亲的跟儿子说，我们是来自一个贫穷的家庭。
Mom have to work very hard to support you.
那妈妈需要工作，很努力工作来养育。
So the mom told the son.
那所以妈，这个母亲对儿子说
，You have to listen carefully.
所以你要小心的。
First, you must remember me.
第一，你要记得我。
You must love mommy.
你要爱妈妈。
Remember how mom helped you to raise you up.
要记得妈妈如何的养育你。
Secondly, you have to be an honest person in the world.
那第二，你要做在世上作为一个非常诚实的人。
So after a while,
那过了一段时间
，On mommy's birthday,
在妈妈生日的那一天
，The kid bring a gift, very expensive gift to the mother.
那这个小孩他带了一个非常贵重的礼物送给妈妈。
Mother, of course, wow, open the box, wow, this surprise. Where do you get this?
那妈妈打开那个盒子一看，觉得很惊讶，你从哪里得到这个礼物的
？At the beginning, the mom is happy because he remembered to buy something for the mom.
那一开始的时候，妈妈很高兴，因为儿子记得她的生日。
But when he see this expensive gift, he was doubt.
可是当他看到这个很贵重
，when she saw this,
当他看到这个很贵重的礼物，他就开始怀疑了。
Son, where do you get this money to buy this?
他说：“儿子，你从哪里有钱买这贵重的礼物呢？”
The son said, "I love you so much, mommy."
那儿子说：“妈妈，我非常爱你。”
I know you need this expensive. You want this expensive gift.
我也知道你很喜欢这贵重的物品。
So I went outside to steal some money.
所以我出去偷了一些钱。
And I buy this gift for you.
啊，买了给你。
Do you think the mommy will be happy?
你认为这个妈妈会高兴吗
？No mom here will be happy, right? If this happened to you.
如果你是一个母亲，我相信在座没有一个母亲会因为这事情而高兴。
Yes, you're happy that the son remember your birthday, buy something for you.
当然。你的儿子记得你的生日，买东西给你，你肯定是很高兴的。
But you are angry even more because your son is not honest.
可是你会更加的生气，因为你的儿子不诚实。
Now we understand how God feels.
现在我们就明白神当时的心情是如何。
You give me gift, give me offering. You serve me. You work in the church. Yes, it is good.
那你先寄给我，你做奉献在教会里面工作，当然是好的。
But when you are outside.
可是当你在外面的时候
，Do you observe my commandment？
那你有没有遵守我的诫命呢
？Do you observe all of my words as much as you can？
你有没有尽你的力量去遵行我所有的话语呢
？Be an honest person，
要作为一个诚实的人呢。
Last week I was in USA。
那上个礼拜我在美国。
I met with a sister, very interesting. She came from China。
哦，遇到一位从中国来的姐妹。
I ask her, how did you come to America to study? Your family must be very rich, right?
我说你的家庭肯定是非常富有，你如何来到美国求学的呢
？Because if you are from China, you go to USA, unless you are very smart, you have scholarship, then otherwise you have to spend a lot of money.
那如果从中国到美国读书，如果除非是非常聪明拿到奖学金，不然的话，必须要是家庭非常的有钱。
You have to spend all the money to use the agent and then to apply you and help you application to the USA.
要通过要花很多钱，通过中介通过要给很多钱才能够进入那个学校。
And then she testified for me how she applied the visa.
她告诉我她怎么样得到她的签证。
Actually, she came by herself to believe. Her parent is not a believer.
其实他的父母并不是基督徒，他是自己来相信主的。
Actually, her parents actually persecute her faith.
其实他的父母呢，也逼迫他的信仰。
Because her mother actually is a witchcraft in China.
他的妈妈在中国是一个行邪术的人。
So is a real witchcraft person.
是一个真正行邪术的人。
So when the mother discovered that this sister believed in Christ, she kicked her out in the family. She said, "You don't come back."
那当那个做母亲的知道这个女儿相信耶稣基督以后，他就把她赶出家门，说你不要再回来。
And this sister become homeless.
那这个姐妹她就变成无家可归了。
And then one of our pastor, the family take this sister home and then let her to live with them for a while.
那我们教会的一位传道呢，就把她带回家里面，让她与这个传道的家庭一起居住。
And then this sister, and then one day think about that, I want to go to study in USA.
那后来这个姐妹有一天就想到说我要去美国求学。
And her parent told her, her parent told her,
那她的父母跟她说
We will never support you.
我们是不会支持你的。
And you are not going to USA.
你是不能够去美国。
It's impossible for you to go to USA.
你去美国是不可能的。
Even you apply, you will not get it.
你要申请也得不到的。
Wow, the sister is very hurt.
所以这位姐妹心里非常难过。
But she prayed.
可是他祷告
If the Lord allow me to go USA to study, I will go.
如果神让我能够去到美国，我肯定能够去到。
Even though I don't have much money.
虽然我没有钱。
Even though I have nobody to help me.
虽然没有人帮助我。
So she applied herself.
所以她自己就开始申请。
And of course, she also need an agent to help her to process to submit the application.
当然她也要通过中介帮她提交这些申请表格。
She worked so hard to earn part-time job, small money, save up for the application fees.
那她就做这个打这个兼职工去挣很多的挣很钱省钱来去求学。
Okay, now during the application, now the agent told her. The agent told her.
那这个在申请的这个过程中，这个中介就跟他说
，Now you have to follow us. Whatever we tell you to do, you will do it, so that you can get approval for visa.
那中介说，你必须要依照我们所说的，我们告诉你做什么，你就跟着我们做，你就能够得到这个签证了。
And the sister asked, "What does it mean?"
那这个姐妹就问他说，是什么意思呢
？And the agent told him, "That means you must lie."
就是说，那个中介就说，你必须要编造一些
For example, during the application, they'll ask you, the U.S. Embassy will ask you, do you have any relative in the USA?
比如说，当你申请的时候，美国的移民局可能会问你，你在美国有亲人吗？
And then the agent told her, you must say, no, you don't have any relative.
那你必须要在表上填写，没有亲人。
The sister said, yes, I do have relatives.
那这个姐妹说，我是有亲人的。
I have an auntie living in Arkansas.
我有一个阿姨住在这个 Arkansas.
So, but the agent said, no, you are saying that no, you don't have any relatives.
那中介说你必须要填写没有亲人。
And then the sister said, well, I cannot do that.
那这个姐妹说我不能够这样子做。
Because I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
I cannot lie to the government. I cannot lie to the embassy.
我不能够欺骗政府，不能够欺骗移民局。
And then when the agent cannot convince her,
当这个中介不能够再跟他继续
And then the agent said, okay, you wait, let me ask my manager to talk to you.
当这个中介不能够说服他以后，他就说好，你等我去跟我的经理
And the manager talked the same thing to her.
那个经理也说了同样的话。
The sister said, no, I'm not lying.
那这个姐妹说我不会做这些欺骗的事
情。I believe in God, how can I lie to the government, to the embassy?
我是一个相信神的人，我怎么能够欺骗这些政府，欺骗这些移民局呢？
And then the manager told her,
那这个经理就对他说
If you do not do what we tell you to do,
如果你不按照我们要求你所做的
Fine,
那好
But if your visa is rejected, your money will not be refunded.
那如果你的签证被拒绝，我们是不会退款给你的
Well, the sister said, well, if that's the case, I still don't want to lie.
他说既然如此呢，我还是不要做这个欺骗的事
情 I believe that if God wants me to go, I will go.
那我这样子相信，如果神让我去到那个地方，我肯定能够去到那个地方。
And then the agent, all of the everybody think that he has some problem.
那中介那个办公室里面所有的人都认为他是脑子有问题。
And then he applied.
然后他就去申请。
The interview, first time.
那第一次面试。
He go there all the way.
他就去到那个面试的地方。
She go there. And then sit down. The interview ask her.
然后坐在那边，那个移民官就问他问题。
Why do you want to go to U.S. to study?
为什么你要去美国求学呢
？Oh, she said, I really want to study there to improve.
他说我真的想在那边求学，因为我要改变自己。
She asked, Where do you come from?
那你是从哪里来的
？What's your name?
你叫什么名字
？And then, have not even continued.
在还没有继续下去的时候
，The visa official said, No, you are rejected. Go home.
然后那个移民官就对他说你被拒绝了，你可以回家了。
The agent, the officer even have not asked her any relative at all.
那在还没有问他是否在美国有亲人，那移民官已经跟他说你被拒绝了。
When she go back home,
当他回家以后
，everybody laugh at her.
每个人都取笑他。
You see, you're foolish.
你是很愚蠢的。
Of course, you will not get it.
你肯定得不到的。
哇 ，the sister was so hurt.
所以这位姐妹非常的伤心。
She applied again.
她又再一次的提出申请。
Same thing happened.
同样的事情。
Ask her, what's your name?
你叫什么名字
？Where you come from?
你从哪里来
？Oh, you are rejected.
对不起，你被拒绝了。
Oh, and go home again. So sad, terrible.
又回去，又非常的伤心。
Everybody laugh at her. You see, you're a Christian. You apply a visa. Everybody else is getting it, but you are not getting it.
你真的愚蠢。作为一个基督徒，你得不到这个签证，其他人都得到签证。
And you say you're so honest.
你说你很真实、诚实。
But the sister pray.
可是这位姐妹她祷告。
She think that if the Lord wants me to go, I will go.
他心里面这样子想，如果神让我去，我肯定能够去。
He only pray one thing.
他只是向神祷告一样的事情。
God, please do not let me be ashamed.
他说：“神啊，不要让我得到羞辱。
”Because I am your believer.
因为我是相信你的信徒。
In front of all the unbeliever, please do not let me be ashamed.
让我不要在所有这些未信主的人面前蒙羞。
In front of my parents, do not let me be ashamed.
让我不要在我的父母面前蒙羞。
Not be ashamed because of be in front of all the unbelievers.
不要让我在这些不信的人面前蒙羞。
So she decided apply one more time.
所以她又决定再一次的提出申请。
The last time.
最后一次。
She go there.
她又去到那个地方。
She was really unprepared. She's really unprepared.
她毫无准备。
She just think that I just go.
他心里想，我只是这样子去就足够了。
Very nervous，
非常的害怕。
Sitting down, the agent, the officer asked her same question。
同样的，坐在那边那个移民官又问他同样的问题。
What's your name？
你叫什么名字
？Where you come from？
你从哪里来
？She said everything according to the truth。
然后他诚实的回答了所有的问题。
Now one more question。
最后一个问题。
Do you have any relatives in the United States of America？
那你在美国有亲人吗
？Wow, this is the first time this is being asked。
那第一次他被问到这个问题。
She said, "Yes, I have a relative. I have an auntie living in Arkansas."
他说是的，我在 Arkansas 州有一位阿姨。
The officer listened.
那个移民官听了以后
，Approve. You can go home now.
他说你的申请批准了，你可以回去了。
哇 ，She's so amazed.
是多么奇妙的事。
She's so surprised.
他觉得非常的惊讶。
She says, "Young woman, single. Usually, this is very difficult to apply for visa."
作为一个年轻的单身女子，要得到这种签证其实是不容易的。
And going to America is difficult.
因为去美国也是困难的。
And you have a relative there. This means you will not go home.
因为如果你有家人在，有亲人在那边，等于你以后可能就不回家了。
But the visa officer said, "You are approved. You can go home now."
可是这个移民官却说，你现在被批准了，你可以回家了。
She, this sister, I really learned from her.
这个姐妹，我从她身上学习了很多。
She observed God's word not because God wants to bless her or she can get blessing.
她遵守神的诫命，不是因为要从神那里得到祝福。
She observed God's teaching because she thinks that she is a children of God.
她遵守神的诫命，因为原因是她认为，因为她是神的儿女。
Not because she can get anything good of it.
并不是因为要得到好东西，所以守诫命。
Even though he didn't get it, he would still observe.
虽然没有得到好东西，他还是愿意守诫命。
Even though he suffer, he will still observe.
虽然遇到困难，他也愿意守诫命。
He's not selectively take the things that he thinks is good for him.
他没有去选择选那些自认为是好的东西来守。
But Saul is different.
而扫罗却不一样。
He was foolish.
他是糊涂的。
Because he thinks that he can negotiate a deal and selectively obeying anything which is good for himself.
因为他自以为他可以选。自己选择某些诫命，然后跟神讨价还价。
Brother and sister，
弟兄姐妹们
，Are you obeying the word of God？
你有没有遵守神的诫命呢
？Yes, we are obeying。
有的，我们是有。
But do we obey all that God is telling us？
我们是否是完全遵守神所要求的一切呢
？Are we honest？
我们是否诚实呢
？This is very important。
这是非常重要的。
So hope that we will not make foolish mistake like Saul。
所以希望我们不要像扫罗那样做这个无徒的事。
Let's sing him 392。
我们在唱诗三百
392。
392首。
On a mountain side, over the stormy sea, we may not be at the battle's front, moreover, have need of me. But if by a still small voice he called,To path I do not know. Oh, answer, dear Lord, in thy hand in done. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord.Mountain or plain or sea, or feet of you are in the sea, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today.